welcome to another episode of Two Aries in a Cab. I am your host with the most Hollywood's Heartbreaker, a.k.a. your mom's favorite, a.k.a. Thoughtimus Prime, a.k.a. Little Freak. Ah, man, there are so many things that we could truly laugh at and, like, look at. Because I don't think it's just in the black community, but you ever heard of those moments where it's like, it be your own people, be it your own people either getting you in trouble, your own people want to point out your successes, or your own people want to put you in a situation that you shouldn't be in? You ever, like, be in those types of moments where you be looking like, I didn't ask for this attention. I didn't ask to be here. I didn't ask for this. But it just happens.
It does. And Miss Godiva is also here since Mr. Hollywood's Heartbreaker.
Oh, you wanted an introduction to sign too?
I mean...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, you
want
to talk to me, you might as well let the people know I'm here, right?
I'm sorry. Someone wanted an introduction today. Like, we've... Okay, so let's start off with, as you said, just the bare minimum of it be your own people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say last month, you were reading an article about a teenage boy, was it high school or he was in grade school, where he ended up shooting the train conductor?
Oh, that was a college age boy. He was trying to get money to buy snacks for school, and he ended up shooting the train conductor. That's the one you're talking about.
That's the one I'm talking about, where the mom turned him in. In that situation, like, you look at it and you go, okay, it makes sense, but, like, you're robbing a train conductor for money for snacks.
Yeah. So, like, I have money for snacks before class, which I thought was completely ridiculous.
Like I said, when you originally told me, I sat back and I laughed at it because it wasn't like you stole $1,000, $300. When you say, oh, I stole some money for some snacks, I'm thinking, like, you may have got, like,
$20. Right. Petty
like,
cash.
It's not enough to make you go, like, oh, yeah, this is, like, oh, this is going to last me some time. And it's, like, with the mom turning him in, again, your opinion on it would be, like, of course, mom needed to do that. But, like, again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but tell me your whole entire, like, thought process on that.
I mean, I saw a lot of, like, commentary from people like, yo, that wouldn't be my mom. Like, my mom wouldn't be turning me in, this, that, and third, blah, 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 or whatever. But I think that's also a part of the problem. Like, his mom, yes, could have very well been like, you know, I'm not going to turn my son in. I'm not going to say whatever. But also, too, in a sense, it's like, you are now going to be creating this monster, right? Because you know... Because the thing is, I don't think, like, he told his mom. His mom, like, watched the video and was able to, like, see that that was her son.
Right.
And made her decision based off of that and being like, I'm going to turn him in. So, I mean, for me, personally, like, if that was my child, they would be getting turned in, too. Because I'm not going to create this monster where it's like, okay, well, I know that you did this horrific thing. It's not even like you doing something that small or whatever the mm-hmm. case is. You know what I mean? Like, you're holding somebody at gunpoint or whatever, like, literally willing to take their life for some petty cash to buy snacks. Like,
well, as you say, if like, again, it's, would it be different if it was a larger money value? Like, if it, let's play this. Let's say, for example, you in a bad situation. Like, nothing. BMF, for prime example. Watch the show BMF.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in a situation like that, like, yo, we behind on the mortgage, and your kid comes home and has stolen, however they got the money, they got this money to now take you out of a bad situation. Are you now telling because you saw it on the news? Or, you know, what is your thought process with that then? Because we're in a bad situation, and you helped me get out.
Now you're going into something completely different. But no, I wouldn't want to do that. Because I feel like once you start that trend, then it's like, this is where you end up in situations where you have, you know, young adults or adults or whoever, and they're, like, killing their parents, essentially. You know what I mean? Like,
I've only seen, again, we're not trying, to make it about race, but I've only seen like one black, like kids do that to their parents, but it's mostly like these white kids.
Like, no, I mean, no, I think that you probably just don't hear about it as much, okay. But I have definitely two things in my mind that like stand out. I know I recently, this happened maybe about like 4 years ago, they found this woman's body in a suitcase. And it was just announced today that the murderer was her son.
But then it's like, when you do stuff like that, certain things stand out. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're like a teenager or you're a young child. Your kid's not going to school. No one's heard from you. Like, people have regular jobs.
Right.
Like, it's not like you like, oh, I'm this high profile person and I don't have to go in somewhere or someone's not looking for me.
Right.
Like, that's where it gets me kind of like thrown off. It's like, so no one questioned where you were at. Your job's not like, yo, you know, as you hear, you know, was it 3 no-shows, no call, no shows, you fired. No one's been like, yo, this person has had perfect attendance and now they're like just not here. Like, that's the stuff that runs through my brain. It's like, how do you not see the signs or question it? And I guess, like I said, some people just don't question or see it. Like, when we talk about the guy, the college boy who stole, you know, from the train conductor, I also think back to when Philly was having their riots. Mm-hmm. And I think I want to say he was a teenager also. Teenager is looting from one of the stores. And his mom sees him and she turns him into the police station. I get it. But I'd probably say like some of my things are kind of skewed. I get why you did it as being like, yo, upstanding person. But again, I also look at the point of we've been getting robbed for so long. I believe it's some type of level of payback that we should be able to be on equal length or equal grounds, shall I say.
So, I mean, I don't agree with that. I mean, I hear your perspective and I hear what right. you're saying, but like, I don't think just because we were in that moment that it justified people going into businesses and looting and things like that. Like, I don't feel that way.
And as I said, I 100% agree with, I hear what you're saying, but I also look at a lot of people who, again, the Starbucks who called the police on the 2 black boys who were in there. Just ask them to use the bathroom. You call the police on them. You go with the point of us minding our own business and getting tossed around. People coming to start a fight or start an argument with you and you're getting arrested or you're getting shot at. It's like, at some point, where is the equality coming in at?
I mean, it's not coming in by looting places. That doesn't change anything. I mean, has that changed anything?
Looting or not looting does not change. It hasn't right. changed anything. So it's
exactly.
like.
So I just feel like what is the bigger point? Like, what is that getting us to? Because, I mean, a lot of businesses, majority of businesses that were also being looted were a lot of businesses within our own community. It wasn't even like we were going to white neighborhoods and messing their neighborhoods up. We were messing up our own neighborhoods.
Right. And that's what I also believe becomes the bigger issue is that we don't. And again, don't condone it. I 100% agree with what you're saying. Don't condone it. But again, as you said, we ruin our own towns, cities, and all that versus going to a place that's not ours and messing it up.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is like, I mean, not saying right, wrong, not, you know, definitely not promoting for people to do stuff. But I feel mm-hmm. like if it is a matter of, okay, we're going to stick it to the people.
Right.
Whatever the case is, go to where they live. Go make it inconvenient for them. But, like, why make it inconvenient for ourselves by destroying our neighborhoods? Like, that we still have to reside in. Like, they don't care that we're tearing up our own neighborhood. And you see how, as people were, like, going further and further out of the city, that you did have people protecting certain parts. Like, you couldn't go to Northeast Philadelphia and be looting,
nor could
or
you do it in South Philly,
you know, right. or if you lived in South Philly, like they were outside protecting Target, you know,
Target, like of all
places, because they didn't want people destroying the Target down there. So it's like, those are the places I feel like if you really wanted to do whatever, you go over there, You know what I mean? Instead of, like, destroying our own neighborhoods. But I understand, in the moment, you know, obviously things were very heated and people were upset. So it was like, people were just going for whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. Of course, because again, as we looked at the point of the riots happening, riots, looting, and all that happening, it's an unsettled, like, we just aren't getting any benefits. We're not seeing anything happening from this. Like, you know, at that time, we lost people left and right. You're watching the mistreatment of black people. You're like, something's got to stop. Mm-hmm. And again, like, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back happened to come. And when it came, then it's like, oh yeah, you know, you're still not going to get your justice. And we talk about, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. Let's talk about Mr. Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Ugh, tired of talking about that.
It's all funny to me. Because we have so many different avenues that people go about. Mm-hmm. You have people be like, oh, you know, this is why, you know, people don't hear the internet. You know, it was protect black women, protect women, do this, do that. And it's like, oh, you know, stop the violence. And you're hearing all these things, but you're also at the point of, as you said, what should have happened? What in that situation, what do you do? In my opinion, do I believe that Chris Rock need to be slapped? Yes. Do I need to believe that it need to be done on national TV? No. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are like, yo, it need to, like, the punishment needs to be the same. But also I'm like, why do it on TV? Because again, we know there's a lot of consequences that come with that. You're doing it on TV, so you don't think that you're going to face any repercussion or even possibly be blackballed.
But my thing is, that's a lot to think about in a moment when something is happening.
You are absolutely correct. But you're telling, so as you just said, that's a lot to think about. So everything, if it had to be a quick decision, like, yo, I got two options today. Either I can eat or put gas in the car. If that's a quick decision, you're like, well,
let's stick to the slap.
Oh, we can stick to the slap. Sure.
Once we start let's doing stick other to the stuff slap. Like that, it doesn't resonate the same.
Let's stick to the slap. I slap you now and worry about the repercussions later. Like they say, ask for forgiveness later. And that's truly what Will Smith did in this situation. He asked for forgiveness later. But again, no equal apology for Chris Rock, who happens to be a black man. You're asking for forgiveness from your peers who happen to be, and you're not talking about your black peers, you're talking about your white peers. Mm-hmm. You're also saying, Academy, you know, I apologize for what I did. You're apologizing to them. But why don't you feel as though, like, you know what? I could have either had, again, black man to black man, I could have had a conversation with you. Because this is a comedian. He cracks jokes all the time. Because at first, when we watched the video, Will Smith laughed.
He did.
And then it's like, now you're feeling some type of way. But after the slap happened, you now like, yeah,
so my man did that. So my thing is this, right? You ain't never doing a nervous laugh, even though you was mad about something. You never did like a nervous laugh. Because I truly feel like he did a nervous like, about to smack the shit out of me.
Have I ever done a nervous laugh? Like, no. If I'm uncomfortable, I don't laugh. And again, you're in a room of people that you consider your peers, but again, it's not always built the same way.
Right.
So for me, like I said, this is me only speaking for me. I'm not speaking for Will, I'm speaking for myself. This would have been, especially if we've had some type of friendship, quote unquote. No, I'm not going to, I can talk to you to the side. Matter of fact, I can even do the same thing he did, come on the stage and be like, yo, like, relax. I can even yell from the crowd and say, relax.
But I've heard that they don't have a relationship, that they've had like an ongoing beef, so to speak.
Well, the ongoing beef came from when Jada and Will were, what's it called, against the Oscars. Cool, you're against it. But when, you know, Will's doing the, you know, we're protesting. Or we're not even going to it. Okay, cool. You protest against it. Cool. But again, the joke being, Jada, you weren't even invited. If you're telling me you took that joke serious, then why did this joke become even more serious?
I mean, listen. At the end of the day, for me, I don't really give a damn about whether he smacked Chris Rock or not. Okay? Because none of us were there. None of us experienced it. Okay, so as we said. And I don't feel like you would know.
Let's take out the celebrity bot. You know for a fact, if you're around friends and they happen to crack a joke that makes you uncomfortable, you're telling me a joke is the equal amount of me putting my hands on you.
Depending on what it is, yeah. Okay. In my opinion.
So what joke requires that I put my hands on you?
It depends. I don't know. Like, it depends on what you say and how you say it. Like, if I might be feeling like I want to smack you that day, depending on what happened.
But we all look at the situation of, like, hey, this is the camera that broke Shaw's back, but you also chose to pick on somebody who's not as big as you. And again, we keep it the so same
why,
way.
Why we feel like it's a picking one? See, because this is, I know this is for why a I say it gets messy. Because, again, I'm going to reiterate what I said before. Nobody was there. Y'all don't know what the relationship is like between Chris and Will.
Right.
We only saw clips of what happened. We were not sitting in the Oscars watching everything word for word, every person's facial reaction in every single minute. This and that. We're getting sound bites and clips of here and there and piecing our own thoughts together about what transpired in that event, right?
So as we said, if we take it off of that and go with the same energy of, hey, a 6'5" or 7-foot dude says something smart to your wife, and you expect me to be like, okay, let me.
But again, we're taking it out of context because he wasn't.
I took it out of celebrities. I took it out of celebrities. I brought it to present day, real life. If a 7-foot dude had did something that's disrespectful, we're saying, cool, that's okay for you to put your hands on them. If somebody is smaller, cool, still okay for you to put your hands on them. But we also grown and taught, don't put your hands on nobody. It's words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Again, we're told a lot of things as we're growing up. But in the moment when some stuff go down, you don't know how you're going to react. Now, I can honestly say, even for me, there has been certain situations. I know my parents have told me to keep my hands to myself. Don't put my hands on nobody. You know, if you don't like what somebody's saying, walk away. You know, what's right. The other little stuff that we be hearing? Like, you know, all that. But there are certain times and situations. I mean, Will probably may have had a bad day. People probably were saying jokes about him prior to that. We don't know.
Well, look, we got a good laugh about, you know, the what was the drawing that I sent you? Or I showed you the one where they took, he's like, yeah, you know, Chris Rock smack, but you also see, like, the plunger on Jada's head. But again, it's like, the energy don't match the right person. And as we all, and I all have to agree, it happened to be like, yo, the straw that broke the camel's back, all the stuff that has been said about your marriage, your family, and yourself, it just happened to be like, yo, you happen to be right here.
I mean, that may be the case. We don't know that for sure. We don't know. We not Will. We don't know.
But
we don't know if that's how he was feeling. All we could do is assume.
We could speculate.
And speculate about what it was or whatever it is. What I got, what I feel is that man smacked that man. I don't feel no way that he smacked him. I wouldn't feel no way if he didn't smack him. People want to talk about, oh my God, like, you know, he did that on national TV. He shouldn't have did that. Well, you can't dictate when is a good time for somebody to smack somebody. He felt like he wanted to smack him on TV, so he smacked him.
Right.
And that's it. Let's move along.
But now that we're talking about live TV, what wasn't shown live, Samuel L. Jackson receiving his first Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
That upset me. Because this man has done movies. And I've seen a good deal of the movies he's done.
He's done a lot of stuff.
And I'm like, this your first? And then to be like, do you call him royalty? Denzel Washington? Is he black royalty now? Like, do you consider him?
I mean, I consider, yeah.
So I'm like, black royalty, like Denzel Washington giving you your Oscar. It's like, how do you?
But even that's weird, right? Because
exactly.
Samuel L. Jackson is older than Denzel.
Right. Right. It should be the reverse.
Right.
But I'm like, my man, you, oh, I forgot what, oh, was and it
it's
the
like,
Grammys?
Out of all the things that they chose not to show live, like, they chose to not show that? Like,
I can't remember if it was the Grammys or it was another Oscar show, but he had every single movie he had ever done in the inside of his jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Every single movie was written in there. I was like, You, sir, sir, your whole jacket is covered.
Yeah.
But as we talk about, let's go through some more TV. Samuel L. Jackson, let's stay here on him. The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray.
Excellent, excellent show. I love it.
Last Days of Ptolemy Gray is about a man who is suffering with dementia, and he happens to be brought to this doctor that can give you this formula that can restore your memories, everything that you've ever been through your whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, it's only going to last for a certain amount of time. In the process of Ptolemy Gray, Samuel L. Jackson's character, going through this, he loses his great-grand-nephew. Did I say that right? Great-grand-nephew?
Yes, his great-grand-nephew.
And when he starts to get his memory back, he's like, I'm going to avenge your death. I'm going to take care of you because you were the only one who actually did right by me through the whole entire time that I've been, you know, here. You know, I took care of you as a kid, and now you're taking care of me as, you know, you're an adult. How, in your opinion, from what you've seen on the whole series, how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's very, like, sad to see him go through all of these different motions of, like, losing his memory. And, you know, of course he had his nephew who was taking care of him, but then he loses his nephew. And then, like, him being by himself for, like, a period of time and, like, not having food, not being able to, like, clean himself or take care of his home or anything like that. And essentially being surrounded by family, but not having any of those family members truly help him.
But how do you feel about, I want to say episode 2 or 3, where he has people come to clean his house out? He don't know why, or he's not saying it.
Yeah.
But I don't want that luggage going. Don't take that.
Yeah.
Like, for that in your mind, you'd be like, I suffer with dementia, but I'm telling you, don't take that. You can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't want to spoil it, but later on you find out why he don't want to share that alligator luggage bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I feel sad the whole entire time. Except for like more recent episodes. Like when episode 1 to 3 went, I felt sad because...
All right, guys, right now we've got to keep the lights on. So listen to this quick message from our sponsors.
You only eating beans?
Yeah.
No clean toilet?
But the beans were also his way of like timing when his nephew was going to come back to see him.
Three cans of beans. Reggie should be here this time. And when that happened, he was like, oh, I done reached, was it 4 or 5?
Mm-hmm. And then he was like, Reggie, no beans. I was just like, wow, like...
It that's the part that hurt me, because it's like, nobody is...
No, the part that really got me was when he didn't find out that Reggie died.
And they brought him to the house.
Until he was at the repast, and then it was like, oh, Reggie got murdered. And it was like, I felt like, wow, so you guys not only came and got this man, but like brought him to this place, had him eat, had him talk to people... And no one mentioned.
No one bats an eye.
That this happened.
No one says anything. And it's like, for him to have, like we said, for him to have dementia and be like, you doing me wrong. To know that. Again, I don't even know how dementia works, but for someone to be like, I know you stole from me. I know mm-hmm. you doing me wrong. I can't prove it, but I know you doing wrong.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you say to that? But without giving out any spoilers for what we just saw recently, in this particular situation, as you say, your grandfather is suffering with dementia. What do you do? Like, are you Reggie in the mix? Or are you one of the other family members? Like, who are you?
I mean, I feel like I'm definitely a Reggie.
And I look at him like, I want to say I could be a Reggie. Depend on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if I could. I don't know if my heart could take the fact of looking at the person I love, not recognizing, remembering me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I'll be the first one to tell you, it's hard for me to be in hospitals. Like, I get sweaty, hyperventilate. It's not my thing. I've been that way since my grandfather passed. I just don't like hospitals, the IVs. If I can avoid the hospital, I'll avoid the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at it as you losing a key part in your life, and there's nothing you could do to change it. That's how I looked at it. I couldn't picture being Reggie being like, I'm telling him what's going on. And he's like, no, don't remember. And I personally know stories, and I've heard the same story like 10, 15, 20 times mm-hmm. from my grandmother, because that was her thing. She would always love to tell a story. Mm-hmm. For me, it was nothing. But to have that story being told and you seeing that they can't remember you, mm-hmm. I don't know what I would do.
I mean, I feel like I mean, not in terms of like dementia, but I had like spurts like that with my mom when she was in the hospital where like, I mean, literally where like she didn't remember like who we were, mm-hmm. like telling people to like tell us to get out the room and stuff. So like, I definitely like felt like I could connect to that part of it with Tommy Gray. I mean, it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling when somebody you love don't recognize who you are or whatever, or like think that you're like a dangerous person. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
In their mind, because they don't remember who you are. So, I mean, that definitely was really sad, but I'm glad that like he came across that other character who essentially really came across him by chance, essentially.
Yeah, by chance, because it was, and again, it happened in a horrible, unfortunate situation right. for her to be where she's at. And she's been, like, pretty much the best thing to happen to him since Reggie.
Yep.
But look, enough about this show, because it gets me emotional, it gets me sad. Let's go into Power. How are you feeling about Power Force?
It's a little dry for me, I'm not even going to lie.
It's
a little dry. I don't know why I'm just not that.
It's not keeping me interested. It's not grabbing me. It's just
something to watch.
And that's what I'm like realizing, like, what's become TV a lot of the time is like, it's just something to watch. I don't know. I don't know if I'm not clicking with Tommy anymore, or I'm not like believing certain situations. No. It's one situation in general that we both just don't understand. Why all y'all getting high off the same supply?
Listen, now, you know, when we watched that, and I truly was like, all right, so you guys created, because they created a
new Dahlia.
a cheaper version right. of the best version, right? Yes. And they are all around this table, and they all try. I mean, the chemist, the sellers, and I'm just like, what if that shit ain't work? Like, y'all all just sniffed it and y'all all would be dead. I don't understand it. I'm like, y'all not gonna have a standby person to like watch and make sure everybody okay? Like, y'all all just gonna take the hit.
But I'm also looking at the point of like, Tommy had Ghost, and he actually, like, on that particular episode we're talking about, he actually mentioned like, yo, I've never had anything of my own, mm-hmm. and like, I want to be my own boss. Like, I don't want to run behind anybody else telling me what to do. And I get it. Mm-hmm. But Tommy's approach is like, I will shoot you before you do something stupid.
Right.
And I'm like, that's not the best thing to have. I get it. It's not the best.
Right.
But he also, and people like also add a different like problems like, yo, Tommy, you're driving around in a car that everyone knows. Why has no one shot you?
Right.
Why is no one following you?
It does stand out.
It's the only car like it.
Right.
But then we also go at the point of Tommy finding out who his nephew is. Mm-hmm. So how you feel on that one?
I mean, I think based off of Tommy's character that he's definitely going to keep it a secret until he knows a little bit more and has a little more insight about like what the nephew is trying to do. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I thought about too, because the last episode, like, they kind of, like, moved back to kind of like including Kate, and I'm like, all right, I'm like, so Kate has this black son essentially, which makes complete sense for why she was like super attached to Ghost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was makes almost sense like now
because, I also believe that she kind of blames herself for leaving because I don't, and that's the part I'm not catching. It's like, did she want to be there or did mom be like, no, you can't be here?
Right.
That's what I don't know. Because it seemed like when she got the call and like the being she around like Ghost excited. And all that, she was like, I believe him being more of a son than you are to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get what she's talking about. I'm like, also, like, were you trying to make up for the time that you lost with your own actual son?
Right.
So that's one thing I think about also with that. But, like, I'm trying. I'd rather watch Kanan right now.
Yeah. I'd rather watch any of the other ones, honestly.
I don't want to watch Ghost anymore. Like, I told you, I got one more season with me, but...
I would watch Ghost over Force?
Over Force, yes. Yeah. I give you that. Yeah. But I Tariq is, he's not believable to me. Like, you just college kid, or I mean, is he Kanan a college kid in high school? I can't remember.
Kanan's the best one right now, but like, yeah, I mean, I definitely will watch Ghost over Force, for sure.
Yeah, I just don't, Tariq, I don't believe him. You can shoot one day, then you're scared another day, and then you're, I don't know. It's just that simple for me. It's like, no, I don't believe you.
Just like everybody hates Chris, everybody hates Tariq.
Yeah, because he's a punk. Like, you pop up, you shoot people, and you're like, yeah, I'm this gangster. Then it's like somebody do something. Oh my gosh, I can't believe they did this. I've just got accosted. Well, you enter a game that you don't even know the rules to, and you think you're that best.
Yeah.
But another show that we ended up getting into, The Endgame.
The Endgame, yeah. Forgot about The Endgame.
The Endgame is about a federal agent who is called in by this international criminal. Again, and it's almost like she wanted to be caught. But she ends up holding up 7 different banks. And as the story progresses, you start to find out that government officials were a part of a scheme that made the international criminal... who she is and why she did what she did and how her and the agent have connection to each other. So with us watching this show, like what's your opinion on it?
I mean, I think overall it's definitely a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really see that it can go past one season. You know what I mean? Cause based on like how the storyline is like formatted.
Well, again, I believe, and again, we can go back to Power for a quick second. I believe the original Power should have stopped at season 3.
Mm-hmm.
I say season 3. Yeah. Season 3. That would have been good. This one, again, a lot of shows that you watch, it just, you're drawing it and dragging it and dragging it. You're like, but what are we dragging it for? What are we trying to get to?
Right.
And I'm like, this show, again, I understand people that get paid. It's Hollywood. You want to get your money. But a season show...
it's like
they can't
drag that. Because it's like she in a prison room. Y'all asking her a million one questions. Like, how long is she going to be in this room for?
Right. Before she gets out and someone catches... and someone goes, oh, yeah, she's free now. It's a good show to watch. I just don't see it being...
it's definitely a one season.
It's a lot of shows that you've watched that are one seasons.
Just like Ptolemy, right? Ptolemy, right? Definitely a one season show.
Exactly. So right now, let's finish up TV with our favorite show of the week, of the day, of the month, Bel-Air.
Yes, Bel-Air.
See, Bel-Air has so many elements in it, and I appreciate the reboot. And it's not even a reboot. It's just a new show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just still trying to understand certain things, like Ashley. I'm like, you're not even there that much, so I don't really know.
No.
Hillary, her characters get more involved. And I told you last time we were watching it, I would love to have more about Jazz's character.
Mm-hmm. And because, I think that they will, if they go into a second season, I could see them definitely going more into Jazz's character. Because, like, towards the end of this season, you kind of see, like, how his relationship is developing with Will.
Well, it's also developing with Hillary, but yeah, I'm like, I don't... I don't know if I'm still stuck on the old times. Like, it's just like, you shouldn't. Why? Why are we doing this?
Well, I mean, that's the twist. I'm not even mad at some of the twists that they have in this one. Because, like I said to you before, I feel like if they went with keeping Hillary the way that she was in the original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, I just feel like it wouldn't be much for her character. Like, we would get very tired of that really quickly.
Well, what twist do you not like in the shows you've seen for Bel-Air?
The ones that I don't like. I don't like the Carlton. I don't like the Carlton being a drug user twist. I don't like that at all.
Okay.
I don't like how they basically did Ashley's character with, like, her being confused about her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really care for that too much. And I think really...
The one twist that I don't like, and again, it's my opinion, popular, unpopular, Lisa and Hillary meeting so early. Will.
Yeah.
Will and Lisa meeting so early. Because again, he had multiple people before her. Like, remember Jada had a character on there.
Yeah.
All those other people that met before her, and they were like college time. And I'm like, this is quick. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Are we just trying to rush the show? But then even the first episode, I was upset about the whole entire, the dad dialogue. I never had my dad. You know, I don't care. I'll still be mad with him. Then we get his dad in the most recent episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, wasn't we supposed to, like, have those two come together? Because that's when he met his dad. They all buddy-buddy having a good time. And then, nah, he ain't around. Okay, that's cool. I don't need him anyway. And then you had that monumental emotional moment with Uncle Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, okay.
I mean, that was their kind of little twist. I mean, like I said, other than the stuff that I named, I'm not really mad. I like, especially like the Jeffrey twist.
Yes.
I think that was one of the best decisions
that
they
Jeffrey
made.
The Jeffrey twist is something that gets me. And I love that twist. But what I sent you today, if that truly is his dad, oh, I'd be like, yo, this is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, to see that some of the older characters, the old Aunt Viv and the old Vi, seeing them on the show too, it lets me know that we are going full circle to have certain people in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish that James Avery was here to be like
a part of
a judge or somebody in the show. And I'd be like, dang, that'd be like, I might have had a cry. I probably had a cry tear too. But it's. Like we said, it's a good show. I recommend it to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too many things that I'm not like really upset about with the show. But what I am waiting to see,
mm-hmm.
like again, I'm trying to get into the movies that are out. And again, I
wait.
I just...
One more thing about Bel-Air.
Oh, go ahead.
You remember you brought up the baby, right?
Someone put it on Instagram. Okay. So, audience, ask yourself this question. So, if you've watched Bel-Air, you see that you have, was it Reed or Harrison, whoever Vivian is, she's associating herself with the art guy.
Mm-hmm.
What if that happens to be Nikki's dad?
Because Nikki is not in this yet.
Nikki's not in the season at all. Remember, by that time, it was season, what season was that? Was that 7 or... Or 6 that Nikki was finally introduced. So if, again, I'm not saying she needs to have an affair, but if it were to happen, you'd be like, oh, this is how we get Nikki. Because with the way the show is set up right now, Phil is focused on his family and Vivian is focused on her art career. And he wants her to be focused on that. It's just, I didn't want him to drop out the race.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make me go back to the show now. I didn't want him to drop out the race, but I understood why he had to do it. Because it's too much, oh my gosh, what do you call it? It's too many headlines, too many, like, things that could go wrong with this. With him, like, you know, truly sitting down and not being able to tell, I want to say his side of the story or his truth. Because, again, once they know what is out, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's that's it. You can't say any more about it. But... I sent you a meme, And I think that's what, when we go, like I said, we can circle back onto the whole entire slap across the world, slaps heard around the world. Aries, Leo, Virgo, and I think it was like three other more signs. It's like, how would you react in a situation? I said, I think that we would be like, I'm gonna smack the
Yeah,
shit
I'm gonna smack the shit out of you, for
out
sure.
of you. Then I would be like, ooh,
They're like,
why'd I
dang,
do this?
like, you want to make me get out of character, but yeah, I mean, my initial reaction would probably be like, I'll smack the shit out of you.
Yeah, but I also know for me, like I have an anger issue, so it's not gonna just be I'm going to jail. Like I'm not a simple slap the person in the face and call it a day, cause you just being disrespectful right now, and I gotta say, but again, it's also like it's
And y'all
that,
talk about Will.
but it's also that line that you showing people like yo, don't play with me. But also, like we said, it's a lot of things that went on during that, and I think. It's a lot of things that we all can learn from the show, from what happened. Because again, you got some
What can we
people,
learn? To
black
mind our
women,
business?
mind your business. Black women aren't protected equally enough as their white counterparts.
Right, absolutely.
What else did I learn? If I'm going to be in that type of situation, I should probably excuse myself from the situation before it happens. Because you already know. Again, if you, as you said, if the tensions are that high. Why am I even going? Like, I already know I have a problem with you. I really wouldn't go. Nor would I put on my Instagram, like, yo, we choose chaos today. Okay. I wouldn't have done that either. It's things that you just wouldn't do. But, hypothetically, what if we doing a promotion to Red Table Talk?
I mean, they could have, because they damn sure are doing a red table talk around this slab.
But I'm saying, what if you, oh, we brought Chris Rock on and we're doing this and that?
Maybe. I mean, like I said, this is Hollywood, so I mean, it's hard to tell what is real, what is fake, whatever.
Of course.
This is why I say I mind my business and I don't feel no type of way about nothing that happened, because, you know, that smack and them people doing the smacking and the people who receive the smack and ain't paying my bills, and I don't care.
So we didn't do a would you rather? So I got would you rather for you? Would you rather be on the receiving end of a slap and receive $1 million or be the slappee and receive $1 million, but half of that has to go to charity?
I'll take
Yo, you greedy.
It can't be that bad, right? It depends on the day. I might want to be the slappy.
So help me understand why does it depend on the day and how does it depend on the
It
day?
depends on the day. You know, if I'm feeling like, you know, I really just want to have the money, then I'm gonna get smacked. If I feel like, you know, feeling charitable, I might give a good smack, feel good, you know, give a little, still have a little. Depends, you
Okay,
know?
so in regards of last days of Ptolemy Gray, I'll ask you the question. Would you rather have dementia and there be a cure like him? Or would you love to have all your memories locked in, but you can only access them every 4 hours? So you get every 4 hours you get a new memory. But again, you still have dementia.
I'll take number one.
You'll take number one?
Yeah.
I probably would take number two. And, but again, and the reason why I choose number two is because I am trapped in my mind a lot of the time. So for me, it's nothing different. Every 4 hours, I'm getting something that, oh, dang on.
Just give it back to me all at once.
So you get it back all at once, in the same way he gets it, but you also go and lose it again.
Oh, you ain't say that.
That's I said in the words of Tom Gray, you're going to lose it again.
Oh no, you ain't say that I was gonna lose it. I ain't hear that part. I thought you said like get the shot, like he
You're still
did.
going to lose your memory as
Oh
time.
no. If that's the case, no, I'm gonna get my memory every 4 hours.
A new memory every four
Yeah, a
hours.
new memory every 4 hours, yeah.
Guys, we have discussed the slapper heard around the world, TV.
That's why I've heard
Yo, it is. It was a slapper around the world. Everyone heard it. Everyone saw it. There's games made of it. It's all these great things that have happened right now. But in your opinion, Would you be a slappy? Would you be the slapper? Would you be able to defend your woman's honor in that exact moment that you need to, like, yo, rush is saying? Or would you be like, yo, let me hold off. Let me catch you when it's a better time for the both of us. But also, what shows are y'all watching? Y'all watching any movies? Share in the comments of this post. Let us know how you feel. Do you like the episode? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you feel as though black women need to have more protection? And what can we do as a community to do more? At the end of the day, I'm Hollywood's Heartbreaker, and I'm out.